Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show, The Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You can only find a war like this, or a root like this, in the good old U.S. of A. And that's what we do every day here, we go to war. Because we are in a civil war. It's a column I'm about to write, by the way. We are in a new American civil war, but Democrats are now the Confederates. Not only are they Confederates, they're kind of a combination of Confederates, Nazis, fascists, and communists. And everything they want is to control our lives and destroy our lives and literally see us dead or in prison for the rest of our lives for the sin of being unvaccinated. Wait for it now. At the exact moment where it's very clear to anyone with a brain that everything that they've done to us is wrong and doesn't work and is of a massive failure. Masks don't work. The CDC announced masks don't work. Masks at school are a disaster. They're killing the kids. You're suffocating the kids. Kids are all going to grow up to be freaks. That's very scary. It's very sad. You can't spend your life as a kid with a mask on. Who ever heard of such a thing? For no reason. Masks don't work and COVID doesn't kill kids. Whole thing is ridiculous. And vaccines. Who would vaccinate children at this moment in time where there's so many questions about whether the vaccine is killing adults? Can you imagine giving that to your kids? At the very moment it's clear, and everybody knows the lockdowns were a massive failure. I was the first one in the country to warn about it and scream about it and rant about it and say how ridiculous it was and read you that amazing study that I think to this day, only on my show have you ever heard the study. I could dig for it. I've got it in my files, but I don't know where the hell it is. It'd probably take like 3 days of looking through thousands of files to find the one. But I did save it, so it's there. And it was about a study of Marine recruits in San Diego, probably at like Miramar base, and they put half of them in total isolation where they weren't allowed to see anybody, and they sterilized their toilets and they sterilized where they ate, and they were allowed to come out once a day for a half hour and not have any fresh air, couldn't go outside, could only come outside to eat in a mess hall which was sterilized. And it was like worse than any prisoner in solitary has ever seen, and they did that for a month. And then on the other side they let them live a pretty much normal life for a recruit. This was in the beginning stages of COVID, and they found zero difference between the two, which means lockdowns don't work at all. They don't do a damn thing. The amount of Marine recruits that got sick in the group that was locked down with the most severe restrictions in the history of the world was basically slightly higher COVID cases, but not much, than the group that was able to do pretty much whatever they wanted to do. Which just goes to show you that A, lockdowns do not work in any way, shape, or form, and B, they cause just slightly more sickness than not being locked down. Crazy stuff. Some of the stories that were very exciting for me yesterday that I didn't get a lot of chance to talk about, I wanted to repeat a couple things, but when they're that important, I thought I'd open up hour number three with those stories. And a little proof of life, today is Thursday, January 20th. Thursday, January 20th, hour number three, 5 o'clock hour here on the West Coast in Las Vegas, 8 o'clock hour on the East Coast. Arrest warrants now count as ID for illegal immigrants at airport security. You hear what I just said? Not only arrest warrants, but deportation warrants. Arrest and deportation warrants count as ID for illegal migrants at airport security, says the TSA. And then the Grammy Awards moved to Las Vegas from Los Angeles because of, quote, too many. Getting sick in L.A. where they're completely locked down and everybody's vaccinated and everybody's masked. And the rules for my friends' kids' schools are so incredible. If you get sick in L.A., they want you and the entire family trapped and quarantined in your home for 10 days. And if you ever leave the house, any one of you during those 10 days, then it starts all over again and your kid can't come back to school. Have you ever heard of things like this, right? Crazy. And yet they had to move the Grammys from there to Vegas, where basically, certainly in the suburbs where I live, we do whatever the hell we want to do. There are no rules from Herr Commandant Sisolak, the governor of the state. Nobody listens to anything he says. We think he's a fat know-it-all who doesn't know anything. And so we don't listen to a damn thing he says. No one's vaccinated that I know, and nobody I know wears any masks. We all take them off 1 second after we walk in a store or a restaurant, if it's even required. And if it's not, you know, if we don't think anyone will care, we walk in without it. So there's almost no restrictions here outside of the Strip. And even on the Strip, I'll walk in a hotel, I'll put on my mask for like 30 seconds. The minute I walk by the guard, I take it off. So there are no restrictions here. You don't wear a mask while you're eating. The minute you sit down, you take it off, even at a Strip restaurant. How come they moved the Grammys from L.A. to here if all those rules in L.A. worked? And the answer is they don't work. And proving they don't work, England yesterday decided to end all COVID passports, mask mandates, and work restrictions as the pandemic becomes, quote-unquote, endemic. They just have decided you just have to learn to live with it. And that's what I said from the first freaking day. Learn to live with it. And the other story from yesterday, the fourth story that I think is so important, is that Starbucks says no more COVID vaccine requirement to work at Starbucks after the Supreme Court strikes down the Biden-OSHA mandate. So the reality is, ladies and gentlemen, that now that the Supreme Court struck down the OSHA mandate for businesses of 100 or more employees, there are going to be a lot of companies that no longer carry it out. I think Biden thought the opposite would be true. It would not matter. He lobbied and begged and cajoled and prayed and demanded that every company, just because the government can't instill it, you can instill it. Go ahead and do it. But without the government mandate, the employees are all threatening to leave. And without employees, you don't have a business. You know, if you have 5 employees and they leave, you have no business. If you have 5,000 employees and 3,000 of them leave, you have no business. It doesn't matter if you're a big business or a small business. Your employees are your lifeblood. You know, I mean, that's your business. You've got to have employees. So I think it was underestimated, if the Supreme Court killed this thing, what the result would be. The companies who are sane are going to stop demanding a COVID mandate, the ones who are sane, because otherwise they're not going to have a business. And then I'd like to finish this segment. Chris, what do I have, like 3 minutes left, something like that? I want to finish this segment up with another important news story that came out in the UK Daily Mail, I think last night or early this morning, and it's how the liberal media ignored Brianna Kupfer's killer's enormous rap sheet. No, that's not all they ignored. They ignored that he's black. See, I stay away from race. Race has nothing to do with anything. You know, the only reason I mention race is there's a black-on-black genocide on streets of cities like Detroit and Cleveland and Baltimore and Chicago, especially Chicago. Black-on-black genocide, and Black Lives Matter doesn't care. Black Lives Matter couldn't give a damn. They only care when a white policeman one time shoots a black guy who is a criminal with a mile-long rap sheet, a la George Floyd. So in Los Angeles, this very bad guy, this very bad criminal, walked into a store. This criminal's name, or at least the chief suspect in the murder of this nice girl, Brianna Kupfer, 24 years old, is Sean Lavelle Smith. And he's black. And he walked in the store and he stabbed Brianna to death. Because of the weak on crime policies of the George Soros DA that runs Los Angeles. I believe his name is George Gascon. I believe I'm pronouncing that right. I hope so. And very weak on crime. Not even weak. He seems to love criminals. And this guy, Sean Lavelle Smith, 31 years old, has been identified as the suspect. He's been arrested, of course, as well, in the death of Brianna Kupfer, stabbed to death on January 13th while working in a furniture store in La Brea, a very famous avenue in Los Angeles. And the UK Daily Mail is the only one honest enough from the beginning. They showed pictures of this guy, and he's black. They showed many pictures of his mugshots. He's black, he's black, he's black, he's black, he's black. You can't change the color of your skin. Black doesn't make you a criminal. I know lots of wonderful black people, but there's also lots of black criminals, just like there's wonderful white people and there's white criminals. But nobody's allowed to say there's a black crime wave, because if you say it, you're a racist. For reporting the truth, you're a racist. In every inner city in America, there's a black crime wave. We all know that. Most of the crime is black on black. So black people of all people should know that. But the UK Daily Mail was very bold and very honest, like I am. And so they showed all the mugshots in all the cities where this guy has been arrested and let go before he murdered this girl. And in all the pictures, lo and behold, he's black. And they show how ABC didn't want to talk about his being black. And NBC didn't want to talk about his being black. And CBS didn't want to talk about his being black. Nobody wanted to talk about him being black. Nobody wanted to show a picture of him. They showed a picture of the beautiful girl, but not of the suspect who murdered her. And it's just a sin. And these are all cities that are run by DAs who are backed with money by George Soros. Their goal is clearly to destroy this country and to build crisis and to divide it among black and white and to divide it among law and order and criminals, divide it among, you know, 1,000 different categories. Now, vaccinated and unvaccinated are in division with each other. I'll have more when I get back, but it's a sin that the media can't report that a murderer is black. I didn't know that the color of your skin prevented the media from mentioning a criminal and blacking him out, excuse the pun, like they did with Hunter Biden's laptop and like they've done with all the statistics that prove that the COVID vaccine is a massive failure and it's killing people. They just black out whatever they want. Don't forget the War Raw podcast, by the way. You can find it at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, and Spreaker. War Raw by Wade Allyn-Root.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste, despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allyn-Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner, Wayne. You look younger at age 60 than 50. What did you do? And I pointed them to John and Chelsea and said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. And the proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous visceral fat. And I've kept the fat off for over a year, and I'll be on this program for life because it's sustainable. Don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call toll-free 888-444-8895. Toll-free 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that?
Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, so my great friend Richie, who listens to this show every night, he actually goes to sleep with this show. He enjoys it so much, he'll listen to the first two and a half hours, and then fall off to sleep with my voice for the last half hour. Richie loves this show, and he gets so much knowledge from this show, and he got COVID, and he's double vaccinated. Even though he listens to the show every day, his doctor told him, you've got to get vaccinated, and against his best intentions or interests, even though he's heard everything Wainwright has to say, he got double vaxxed, and he got COVID, and he got it bad on January 3rd. And I'm reading his text because he's giving me permission to read them. I'm double vaccinated. You could tell your listeners exactly what I did from day one of catching COVID. I listened to Wayne Root, and I was perfect in 7 days. Flu symptoms the first 2 days, sore throat the next 2 days, sinus problems and foggy in the head for 3 days, then perfect after that. Waited 1 week after feeling great to test just to be safe, tested negative. And then he says, tell them I listened to Wayne Root's protocol for COVID and I recovered quickly. Tell your listeners. So let me repeat again. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. It's not the Wayne Root protocol. When people ask, I just tell them what I did. It's the protocol of many brilliant MDs and holistic doctors who have figured out how best to attack COVID. Nobody can say to cure COVID. There's no such thing. Nobody claims a cure for COVID. I've never claimed a cure for COVID in my life, despite the lies told by the Attorney General of the state of New York, who just completely lied. Never in my life did I mention anything about a cure for COVID. I mentioned the things that I take that are effective against viral illnesses of all kinds. I didn't say against the virus COVID. I said against viral illnesses. effective. I didn't say the word cure, never used the word cure in my life. But a year and a half ago, she decided to attack me because obviously she's a stooge that works for George Soros. And I was attacking George Soros nightly on my Newsmax national television show. And she decided to come after me. Big deal, with a little cease and desist. And I really don't give a crap, and answered back that not one thing you said is true. I've never done any of those things in my life. And you can never find one instance where I did them. And I never heard from her again. But the liberal media keeps bringing it up. Never happened. It was an advertiser, and all I was doing was advertising them. But the end result is, Wayne Root tells people the things that I do, that I hear from the best doctors in the world, about the right way to approach COVID, and that protocol, I've gotten hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails from people who have gotten over COVID in 24 hours, 48 hours, 72 hours, all thanking me for saving their life, changing their life, saving their family's life, saving their mother's life, saving their father's life. The list is long, and I just got this from Richie, and that's why I thought I would read it to you. Again, Richie says, I listened to Wayne Root's protocol for COVID, and I recovered quickly. Tell your listeners. Thank you, Richie. I'm glad you're okay. I also have breaking news here, late breaking news from another fan of the show, and she wanted to let me know. Remember, I criticized Adele, and I said the Adele residency, you know, the singer Adele residency in Vegas would be a bomb, even though she's a fantastic singer. I love her singing, and even though she's got a fan following in the millions, she demanded everyone must be vaccinated and proof of vaccination and negative COVID test from a doctor within the last 48 hours before you attend her show. Can you imagine the ludicrous, ridiculous demands that she just made on her own fans? And the show is supposed to begin, I believe, tomorrow. Tomorrow, January 21st, right? Today is January 20th. Yes, tomorrow. And it's just announced in Variety seconds ago. Tearful Adele postpones her Vegas residency due to COVID-related delays. Here's the excuse and the lies that are told. Adele has postponed her Las Vegas residency indefinitely due to COVID-related production delays, she said in a tearful Instagram post. It was set to begin tomorrow. No, I would say they couldn't find enough people to fill the seats who are double-vaxxed or triple-vaxxed and were willing to take a negative COVID test from a doctor's office within 48 hours while they're on vacation. Where are they going to find the doctor? Nobody can fill these requirements. So Adele is down the drain in Las Vegas. Can't you hear the drain emptying right now? There's Adele's voice. She's going down the drain as we speak. Good for her. Keep asking your fans to get vaccinated so that sometime in the future, they're either sick for life or immune system damaged with autoimmune disease, or they have a massive heart attack, or they're dead. And soon there won't be any fans left. There's no reason for them to come to your residency. They're dead. You idiots. We'll be right back. Wayne Ellerud.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits is rising. The Labor Department saying there were 286,000 initial claims filed last week. That's a jump of 55,000 from the previous week's revised total. The White House on Thursday is defending President Joe Biden after he claimed the upcoming midterm elections easily could be illegitimate. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Thursday was asked if the 2022 midterm elections would be considered illegitimate if a voting rights bill is not passed.
But the point he was making is that as recently as 2020, as we know, the former president was trying to work with local officials to overturn the vote count and not have ballots counted.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, wait, now the Roots. The Roots on fire. Got a great guest for you in just moments away. Her name is Miranda Devine, and she's the author of the new best-selling book, Laptop. That's probably the reason I was banned for life from Twitter, is I kept mentioning Hunter Biden's laptop. Twitter didn't like that, and they banned me for life. Made front-page stories around the country as a friend of President Trump and a nationally syndicated host that I was banned for life from Twitter. And to this day, they've never told me why, but I assume it's because I kept referring to Hunter Biden's laptop. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show real quickly, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who developed the Zelenko Protocol, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate. It reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID-19 by 84%. He's a board-certified physician in New York and Florida. He's provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents. Dr. Zelenko has developed Z-Stack. Z for Zelenko. You cannot forget it. All in one capsule, you get vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and quercetin. I call them the Big Four. The Big Four supplements I've taken my whole life, and it's probably why I've been so healthy my whole life. I've been sick one time in 30 years. Just two capsules per day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It is a science-based formula using natural vitamins instead of drugs, all built around zinc, one of the most well-known immune support ingredients in the world. Z-Stack is GMP certified and made in the USA. And how do you get it? Well, it's easy. You just go to my website. Every one of you knows my website, rootforamerica.com. We thought that'd be easier and easy for you to remember, because most people listen to talk radio while they're in their car. So just remember to go to rootforamerica.com and click on the link, the big giant Z near the top of the site, to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now. Rootforamerica.com. Click on the Z for Zelenko and his new wonderful product, Z-Stack. Okay, now we've got my guest, Miranda Devine. She's the author of the new best-selling book about Hunter Biden's laptop called Laptop from Hell. She's a columnist for the New York Post, originally from Australia. I assume now, perhaps, in New York City, Miranda?
Hi, Alan. Yes, I'm in New York City. And in fact, I was born here. I was born in Jamaica, Queens.
Aha, uh-huh. Very good. I'm from New York as well. I was born in Mount Vernon, New York. Mount Vernon Hospital, Mount Vernon, New York, right on the Bronx borderline.
I know.
And went to Mount Vernon High School. So let's talk about your book, which is a huge national bestseller, Laptop from Hell. What is the truth about the laptop and Hunter that the mainstream media is so scared of? And if you heard me talking before I even introduced you, I believe that your topic, the laptop from hell, is the reason I was banned for life from Twitter. I was growing like crazy. I was getting like 10,000 new fans every week right around the election time of 2020. And all of a sudden, I'm banned for life because I kept talking about that laptop and how no election in history had ever seen anything like this. The president's son is involved in such horrible things and looks like underage girls, looks like it's underage girls, sounds like it's about graft and corruption, sounds like the big guy is Joe Biden. How could he possibly be elected president? And then they made sure nobody ever heard about it again.
Well, look, I'm sure you're right, because they were absolutely terrified that this story that the New York Post published, first of all, last October, 3 weeks before the election, showing the corruption that that involves Joe Biden himself, that's contained on Hunter Biden's laptop. They were terrified that that would get out and that the American voters would change their mind about Joe Biden, who had constructed this mythological persona that he's, you know, good old honest Joe from Scranton, humble guy, you know, the poorest man in Congress, he calls himself, uh-huh, despite living a champagne and caviar lifestyle. And we know why. I mean, this laptop is not really about Hunter Biden. It is Hunter Biden's laptop. But why it's important is what it tells us about Joe Biden and basically the influence peddling scam that he has run from Delaware his entire career for 4 decades in the Senate and then for his 8 years as vice president. And he used Hunter, his son, as the bag man, and also, I mean, his brothers were involved in various ways.
Well, I know that one of the things that you say in your book is that Hunter reportedly ditched his Secret Service bodyguards before flying to Kazakhstan to purchase a deal on behalf of the Ukrainian energy company Burisma. I mean, that would be about the most unusual thing I could ever imagine, the son of a president ditching his Secret Service bodyguards. What would that be about, in your opinion?
Well, we don't really know, but I would imagine that they were cramping his style because he was a very heavy crack addict, crack cocaine addict, and he had a really dissolute lifestyle. He would constantly put himself in at risk. He'd go to foreign countries, whether it be Kazakhstan or Romania or Ukraine or China or Russia, and he would be plied with prostitutes and drugs, and you know, he lost. It's not just the one laptop we have. We know that he's lost at least three laptops, and so all of his information would have been an open book to anybody who wanted to prey on him. And there are plenty of people that wanted to prey on him. So I'd imagine that the Secret Service was cramping his style and trying to keep him out of trouble, and that annoyed him. And I know that when he went to Monte Carlo to a board meeting of this corrupt energy company from Ukraine, Burisma, he was getting security provided by Burisma. And at one point he told one of his partners that he was going to meet, Tony Bobulinski, somewhere in Monte Carlo, who said he'd climb out the window of his luxury hotel to shake his security guards. I don't know why he wanted to shake them, but that was the way he rolled. And the thing, I mean, it's strange. When I pored through this laptop and did a timeline of his life, I realize that the laptop lasts for 9 years, most of it when Joe Biden was vice president. But Hunter Biden seemed to have this nine lives. He was in harm's way, but he was like, you know, a character in one of those action blow-em-up movies. He sort of, as he's running down the road, everything behind him is blowing up and catching on fire, and bombs are going off and cars
are
exploding. But he's
living. He's surviving.
But Hunter just comes out unscathed. His partners, he had partners in jail, disappeared, murdered, and yet Hunter just, you know, nothing happened to him. And I don't think that was just good fortune or anything to do with his self-preservation skill. I think it was because America's, you know, intelligence services were keeping an eye on him. He always seemed to have a guardian angel that would pluck him from danger just when it got too hot. And, you know, it would make sense. I don't have any evidence for that, but I have talked to people who say that the son of a vice president involved in the inner sanctums of both Vladimir Putin and President Xi from China, there's no way that the intelligence services wouldn't have been keeping tabs on him.
Right, and when he talks about the big guy, what do you say in your book about him talking about the big guy? It's so clear, is it not, that the big guy is Joe Biden, who's participating and getting a cut of every deal. That's unheard of in the history of America. I'm not saying it's never happened. I'm sure it's happened many times. But no one's ever gotten proof in an email that a major person in American politics has a cut of every deal involving foreign countries set up by his son.
Well, this was actually just one deal that we have the evidence for, the 10%, and that was the big deal with the Chinese. Well, it was an energy company called CEFC, but it was really the capitalist arm of President Xi's Belt and Road Initiative, which is China's imperialist push into the rest of the world, which is, of course, against America's national interest. And so Joe Biden was cut into 10% for the big guy. Now, the big guy, we know that's Joe Biden, for a number of reasons, one being that throughout the laptop he's referred to several times as the big guy, or in one case as the big man. And then we also have Tony Bobulinski, who was Hunter Biden's former business partner, who's an American patriot. He's a former naval or a Navy veteran. He's a very good businessman in his own right, and he's really a hero because he came forward with the information that he had, produced all his devices and gave them to the FBI, before the election, because he said he knew that Joe Biden was corrupt. He had sat in the room with Joe Biden and done these deals with him. Joe Biden gave him the imprimatur to be the CEO of this joint venture with this Chinese Belt and Road Company. And Tony Roblinski told me and that basically Hunter Biden referred to his father, and they all did, as the big guy. And Hunter also referred to his father as my chairman. So, and Tony Bobulinski said that Joe Biden met with him twice to set up the parameters of this, generally, of this this company. And so that puts the lie to Joe Biden's main contention before the election when he was denying any wrongdoing. Reporters would say to him, ask him about Hunter Biden's business dealings, and he would say, I know nothing about it, I know nothing. But we know from the laptop that Joe Biden met with Hunter Biden's business partners all over the place. He met them in Beijing, he met them in Washington, D.C., he invited them to his own residence, the vice presidential residence, and he met them at a dinner in 2015, April of 2015, in at an Italian restaurant in Georgetown that's very well frequented.
Hey, Miranda, let me interrupt for just a second. Can you stay to the break? We just want to grab you for one segment on the other side. We're headed to the break right now. Miranda Devine, author of the new best-selling book, Laptop from Hell, about Hunter Biden's infamous laptop, and of course the big guy, Daddy, Joe Biden, who always gets him out of trouble. Miranda Devine will be back more with Miranda and Wayne Allyn in just a second.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The National Weather Service is calling for falling temperatures and record snowfall in parts of the nation. Winter is here, and the last place you want to be is stuck in the snow. You need Track Grabber, extreme traction. Skip the stuck. Rescue yourself. The Track Grabber extreme traction device has long been the secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, the Special Forces, the Department of Justice, Highway Police, and law enforcement across the country. Now, to keep you and your loved ones from being stuck in the snow, mud, or sand, Track Grabber is available to you. Be a hero this year. Give the gift of rescue. Skip the stuck. Track Grabber installs as easily as a jumper cable. In minutes, you'll have the extreme traction to get on stable ground. Get Track Grabber today at trackgrabber.com. That's TRACGRABBER.com. Use promo code Rockstar for 20% off your full order. That's Track Grabber, TRACGRABBER.com. Use promo code Rockstar for 20% off. Do it today. Supplies are limited.
If you have diabetes and you're on medication,
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
And we've got more with Miranda Devine, the author of Laptop from Hell, but let me mention really quickly the sponsor of this segment of the show, because this stuff does not come free. It costs a lot of money to run a national TV show syndicated around the country on USA Radio. Fellowship Home Loans is the sponsor. You know that buying a home is perhaps the largest financial commitment you'll ever make. Having a friend in the mortgage business can help. And my friends Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans have been providing assistance to people just like you for nearly 20 years, providing information about purchases, refinancing, VA loans, reverse mortgages, and often just reevaluating your current situation. It's not too late to take advantage of these unbelievable interest rates, but you got to act now. Get locked in at a great rate today, whether you're refinancing, whether you're buying a home. Call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE, toll-free, 800-804-SAVE, or visit fellowshiphomeloans.com and tell them Wayne Root sent you, 800-804-SAVE. All right, we're back with Miranda Devine. Hey, Miranda, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Wayne. Great to be with you.
In addition to writing Laptop from Hell, you're also a columnist at the New York Post, one of my favorite newspapers. I'm online at the New York Post every single day. And you wrote a column today entitled, President Biden is a Fool Who's Fooling Himself. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, really, I just pointed out the delusion of his speech yesterday, and it's part of his entire history, I guess, and his character is that he does live in a delusional world. I mean, when he tells us that he's been doing a great job and that he's overperformed against expectations, that's just so against reality and people's lived experience. I mean, people know that inflation is real. He might say that it's not, but it is. He blames inflation on everybody else except the huge trillions of dollars of federal government spending. He blames the cost of gas. He pretends that he's brought down the cost of gas. In fact, the cost of gas has gone up astronomically since he came to office. And in part, that's because he immediately stopped, you know, pipelines and U.S. production and fracking in on federal lands. You know, he doesn't even acknowledge the disaster at the southern border. So that's why I think yesterday was really an exercise in delusion. If you listen to him, he seems to think that he's been doing a great job, has made awesome progress, that the only thing that he's done wrong is that he hasn't got out and met more people, that he hasn't got out of Washington, D.C. enough, and that's what he says. That's the only thing he's going to change. Apart from there was one other thing he said he wanted to change, and that was to bring in more outside experts and talk to them at the White House, for instance, academics, editorial writers, and people from think tanks. So that'll really put him in touch with the pulse of the American people.
Yes, yes, it will. Yeah. Hey, by the way, while I've got you on the phone, I could talk for hours about Biden or the laptop from hell, Biden's son's laptop. But I also, you know, with that wonderful accent of yours, Australian, obviously. Have you been back to Australia recently?
No, I haven't been back for a couple of years.
What is going on over there? It sounds like they're authoritarian fascist society where if you're not vaccinated, your life is over and they're going to come grab you in the middle of the night and bring you to some sort of internment camp from the friends and family back there. Is it really as bad as it sounds?
Well, look, it is in some senses. I mean, Australia is like America. It's a federation of states. So, you know, the worst videos and comments we hear come from the states that are, well, a state called Victoria in particular, that's the equivalent of California and New York multiplied by each other. You know, it's a socialist state.
Yes.
And so that's where the worst lockdowns have been, and that's where the people seem to be most desiring of some sort of authoritarian overlord.
What's the big city in Victoria?
Victoria is Melbourne, which is where the Australian Open is.
Yes.
And but I'm from Sydney, New South Wales, the freedom state. It's the best of a lot of them. But, I mean, still, look, I was talking to a friend from Australia today who runs a conservative think tank there called the Menzies Research Centre, and he said that they did a poll about Novak Djokovic, who, you know, was thrown out.
Yes.
For no reason. He was sick. You know, he didn't have COVID. He'd given a negative test, but he wasn't vaxxed, and so that just seemed to send them all into a tizzy, and they didn't want him. They thought he'd be a bad influence, so he was thrown out.
And banned for 3 years.
You know, the world's number one tennis player. I mean, no one likes him, and he's, you know, a goose in a lot of ways. And he did lie or make misrepresentations on his visa application, but that's not why he was thrown out. So I'm talking to a friend from this conservative think tank. They did a poll, and they found that 86% of Australians thought it was a great idea to throw out Novak Djokovic.
Wow.
So
if that's real.
I don't know what's
happening. If that's a real poll. You know, they love to oversample liberals in all these polls in America, so it could be that, too. It could be the government in control of what they're saying in that poll. But
you're right.
If that's true, that's scary.
Absolutely right.
But New York, where you're at, is pretty scary, too. You know, I'm a lifelong New Yorker now living in Las Vegas. I can't go back. I'm unvaccinated, Miranda. I am not welcome in my own, you know, state of New York and city of New York City. There's nowhere I could go. I couldn't eat out. I couldn't go to the gym. I couldn't go to the theater. I couldn't go to a ball game. I couldn't go to a movie. New York has become a no-go zone for Wayne Allyn Root and all the millions who are unvaccinated in this country. Miranda, we're on the run. Her new book is Laptop from Hell, a huge bestseller. Go grab a copy about that laptop from Hunter Biden. Thank you, Miranda.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, And there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.